People often ask me about the productivity tools I use every day. So today I'm going to walk you through some of my favorites. Links to all of these are in the show notes, so if you like the sound of anything, you can grab a link in there. My name's Bob Gentle, and welcome to Amplify, the Digital Marketing Entrepreneur Podcast. Every Monday is a guest interview, and each Wednesday there's a spot with just me, talking about either something which came up in a guest interview and I want to go deeper on, or something else which I think might add some value. If you're new to the show, don't forget to subscribe in your player, that way you can grab older episodes when you're finished with this one. I also want to reach out to anyone who might be feeling a bit overwhelmed in their business right now with this whole pandemic and coronavirus thing going on. I'm happy to jump on a call anytime if I can be helpful, so just email me at bob@amplifyme.fm and we'll see if I can be helpful. Productivity is the foundation of profitability, and I'm going to share a list of the apps and tools I use to help keep me organized and on task. Everyone has their own favorites, but these are the tools I depend on and I spend my days in. I've had my fair share of disasters over the years, so this suite of tools has been put together in such a way that I could literally drop my laptop in a volcano and pick up where I left off on another machine within a few minutes. Overall, I've avoided dedicated desktop software. I work across laptop, desktop, iPad, and mobile, and I need to have everything everywhere. With a couple of oddball exceptions, the list below is completely disaster-proof. I also have a deep dislike of bloated or complicated software. These tools are mostly minimal and great at what they do. My first tool recommendation is Notion, and Notion is a fairly new addition to my productivity suite, and I love, literally, like really, really love this app, because for a long time, there's been what I can only describe as a Notion-shaped hole in my heart. Apps like Trello, OneNote, Sticky Notes, Evernote, and so forth were just a little one-dimensional, ugly, or bloated, and Notion is hard to explain, and it has elements of all the tools I just described. But it's so much more. Right now, it's my main writing and content organization tool, but I think it might become a lot more than that. It's like the web app equivalent of the Room of Requirement, and that's a Harry Potter reference, if you didn't catch it. The next tool on my list is called Adios, and it's a little harder to explain. If you ask anyone about productivity, they'll tell you the number one distraction is the arrival of new email. Most productivity books will tell you to turn off email notifications and only check your email 2 or 3 times a day. But with web-based email, where we need to be in and out of email simply for information all day, this is easier said than done. And that's where Adios comes in. This is a free web app that takes moments to set up, and it'll prevent email delivery for Gmail and then deliver it on a schedule you set. Currently, my email arrives at 9 a.m., 12 noon, and 4 p.m. And if I need to, I can flush email through into my inbox anytime I like. But most of the time, I'm distraction free. Now, my next favorite tool is called Tiki, and it's an oddball app which I really like. It simply makes the sound of an old school typewriter with every keystroke on your Mac. Now, I know this sounds really silly, but it's strangely satisfying. But it's much more than that. If you're like me, then your typing isn't as accurate as you'd like. Most of us watch the keyboard as we type, and you don't notice little typing errors on the screen. But with Tiki, you'll actually hear them before you see them, and you'll type much more quickly and much more confidently. The next tool on my list is Canva. I use Adobe Illustrator a lot for graphics work, but it's very slow, especially the starting and the stopping. And what I find myself doing more and more is I'll set up a design in Adobe Illustrator. I'll do the creative part of the work there. But then once I've got the work that I want and I know I'm going to be using it again and again, for example, for podcast graphics or social media graphics, I'll set it up in Adobe Illustrator, but then I'll quickly recreate it in Canva for much more rapid, regular deployment. This workflow might sound nasty if you're a professional graphic designer, but Canva's come a very long way, and this workflow for me is saving hours of work a week. The next tool on my list is called MindMeister. Now, I mind map everything. Every podcast interview, every idea I have, every project or product, every event, every blog post, every video starts with a mind map. And I used to use MindJet Mind Manager for this. And that's a desktop-based tool I've been using for nearly a decade. And I loved it because it was fast and it was intuitive. I could pretty much mind map at the speed that I was thinking. But Mind Manager is a desktop app. There's a web version of it, but it's horrible to use, and I've really struggled with the idea of upgrading again. I enjoy the freedom and productivity I get from web-based tools, and I really wanted to find something web-based which allowed me to work as quickly as Mind Manager. Now, I don't remember how I found MindMeister, but it was love at first sight. It has all the functionality I need, and very little I don't. It's fast, reliable, it looks fantastic, and it's easy to use. It's a full web browser-based app, but it's one of those rare web apps that just doesn't feel like one. There's also an iPhone app, an Android app, and an iPad app, just in case you need to work offline. The next tool on my list is called Nosby. Now, my productivity workflow is loosely based on the process outlined in Dave Allen's famous book, Getting Things Done. It's one of the most famous books on productivity over the last decade, and most task management apps allow for some form of GTD workflow. For me, a lot of them are either overcomplicated or simple or too restrictive. Now, Nosby was another love at first sight app. If an app is going to spend time on my desktop, it better look good, and Nosby really delivers on the good looks. Not only that, it's easy to use, powerful, and flexible enough to adapt to my workflow as the world changes. Where Notion is where I write and capture words, MindMeister is where I brainstorm. Nosby is where I capture tasks and the things which need doing. One of the key principles of GDT is to capture everything, and Nosby allows me to do that without making a great unwieldy mess. The next tool on my list is probably rather predictable. Now, I'm not opposed to Microsoft Office, but I love the speed and simplicity of Google Docs and Google Drive. All my operational files live on Google Drive, leaving pretty much nothing else on my local computer other than a handful of apps and the OS. The next tool on my list is called Book Like a Boss. Now, I love this app. Organizing meetings and appointments is a pain in the neck. A Book Like a Boss integrates with my calendar and allows me to email people a link and lets them pick from available time slots for one of a number of predefined by me appointment types. I can even charge for those appointments if I want. Now, there are a lot of other apps out there which do this, but I love the flexibility and the control Book Like a Boss gives me. Each appointment type can have its own landing page, all kinds of other things that you just don't get with other appointment scheduling tools. The next tool on my list is Zoom. Meetings suck. And as someone who works mainly from home now, if someone wants a meeting with me, I'm going to have to go and see them. And that's a lot of lost time. And I've been using Zoom Pro for just over a year now, and it allows me to launch a high quality video conference anytime I like. The guest doesn't need to install software, they can just click my link and they're in. I can screen share or control their computer if they allow it, and it allows me real presence anywhere, anytime. The next tool on my list, and this is the second last one, the next tool is called Text Expander. And this is another oddball bonus tool. Like Tiki, it's a desktop app which does something weird. It's not a tool I depend on, but it does allow me to work much more quickly. Now, I find I have to type the same things quite often. Directions to park at one of my events, instructions for setting up certain software, invitations to come on the podcast, rejections, responding to employment inquiries, the list is endless. And Text Expander allows me to create an entry for each of these and then create a keyboard shortcut. And again, it works cross-platform across any computer. I even have quick shortcut keys for certain emojis that I use a lot. And that just saved me so much time. Even my email address and my website address, I have keyboard shortcuts for them. So the last item on my list is probably one of the newest additions, and it's a tool called Clockify. Now, knowing where your time goes is pretty much foundational, but most time tracking apps are a pain in the ass to use. Now, Clockify is 100% free. It's very easy to use on your own or as a team. And I like it so much, I would even pay them for it. But I don't honestly see how I could even use a lot of the paid features if I wanted to. I think it's really one of the best free, genuinely free tools I've ever come across. So these are the apps I spend my day in. And these are the apps which power my world. I would love to know what yours look like. And I'm always looking for ways to be more productive. So if you have a tool you think I should know about, please let me know. Thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, then I would love a 5-star review on iTunes. If you do leave a review on iTunes, send me a message and let me know so I can say thank you properly. And I would love you to join the Amplify Facebook group. You'll find that at amplifyme.fm/insiders. Thanks for listening, and I will see you again on Monday.